holy fire. Thank you, sir. Y'all good? You know, he's right about most of that. There are occasions that the face of man, I do see it, and it does bother me that I'm not getting along with them. But then I quickly get over it. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, then I'll introduce me. Let me do that first because I'll get lost. This is Mrs. Hogan. Listen, I love you too, Ma. You want to say something?
No.
No, you good? You sure?
Sure.
Okay. Otro beso. Let me just say this to you. Can I say this to you? You don't know yet, but if you're the prophet, you would know. Shabba. Okay. Is this all the stuff? It seems like there's more people than there is stuff. Should be more stuff. That's all right. I will be easily satisfied. Eventually. I want to say to you that a few years ago I got myself mixed up in Washington, D.C. I never did get a clear answer on who they were that got me to come there. I preached in the White House. I preached in Congress for an hour. And when they gave me the docket, right, it said right on there, subject, Jesus. And then I got to preach in the Pentagon. And I got the most hours free in the Pentagon that an American citizen, non-military, has ever had. 3 hours. Awesome, huh? And then I tried to figure out who, you know, I wanted to know who these people were that were getting us in there. Because the amount of prayer that's going on in the United States Capitol is astounding. Yeah. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In the Congress, in the judicial branch, and also in the money, the Federal Reserve areas. There's hundreds of people praying there all day, every day. Okay, I didn't know that. I found out. All right. Now, then there was a breach in things. I don't know why. I went busy. I got to raising the dead in other places. But now look, I want to say this to you, with all respect to everybody in this room. I'm not a disrespectful person, but I am a super aggressive talk about it guy. All right. A couple of days ago, I was getting ready to come on like this trip and some others I'm doing. And so I'm fasting and praying. I told you about the angels. I told Ms. Hogan about the angel turning on our junk and the guns and stuff. And so, but something else happened during that time. I want to share with you how important us being sons of God and open to the world, open to the fire of God, and not willing to give an ounce to hell. There was about 11:30 the other night, phone rings at my office, and normally we don't answer. I don't answer the office line that late. Normally, people that have my number that call me that late, it's normally my family. Like he said, I'm pretty close to things. And so, Ms. Hogan, I was up, I was hurt. And so, and I don't want to talk about that, something else. So Ms. Hogan answers the phone because every day of my life, I get 1 to 5 phone calls from somewhere in the world with somebody wanting me to come raise a dead person. That's every day. Every day. And my answer is always no. Okay, so. Ms. Hogan answers the thing. Yep. Excuse me? Who is this? It was the Pentagon. So, you know, you can have your opinion. You can critique, criticize, bless us. Whatever your world dictates, help yourself. If it makes you a better person to hate me, offload your hate. Get after it. I can take it. Now, Pentagon calls. Now, I'm going to have to go on record with you. How many times the Pentagon called you? I mean, I don't want to be rude or anything. Well, let's just go ahead and get this on out in the open. And this fella, he's talking, you know, to my wife and all of this. And Ms. Hogan's going, you know, it's the Pentagon. I said, I don't give up. Some of them jokes you can't tell, right, ever. I don't give a who it is. Hang the phone up, woman. And she says, okay, I got to go. And he said, all right, I'll call you back. And so, you know, in the morning, early, it's prayer time, and we're up, and we're doing our thing. Like, we're fasting. That's what you do when you fast. You starve to death, and you pray. And so, it's, I don't know. Fasting ain't awesome. But it does work. So you do what works because God said, and so therefore it'll work because he said. Otherwise, just be mean and don't do it and don't get anything ever. I don't care. So here, forget all that. Let's do something else. So at 7 o'clock in the morning, phone rings again. And I'm getting ready to do some stuff, you know. We was doing what we was doing. All right. And, you know, and I laugh. I said, probably the Pentagon again. You know. Ms. Hogan goes, it is a Pentagon. I said, no way. She said, yes. Your life, you think you're free, you think you're secluded, you think all of these things, and you're not. You are deceived. They want you to believe that, so that's how they control you now. All right. And so Ms. Hogan said, okay, he'll call. And I'm going, no, I will not. But it was too late. She didn't give word. Once you give word, it's too late. Yeah. It will be done. Now look, I'm going to bless you. I want you to be blessed. That God has people in your government, in key locations, in place. Ms. Hogan told him, all right, he'll be here. He'll call at 10 o'clock. So we called at 10 o'clock. I'm an early guy. I'm the guy that's on time. And so I call, you know, and get this fella. He said, look here, the general's waiting on your call. Right. This person is for the United States government, works directly for the president and the Joint Chiefs. This general is the aftermath of a nuclear event, save America person. Now this is a very valuable human to you. Okay, and the rest of the world. Okay, And so I get on this phone, and the Holy Ghost, I apologize to y'all. I really do. I'm sorry to you that I'm not afraid. I'm sorry. And this general gets on there, a four-star human being, and says to me, "You're hard to find." I said, "It seems like people can find me, though. I want to be left alone." Ah! Now, look, you got to understand. What do you respond to a human of that degree, of that level? How do you talk to these people, and what do you say? I know. I said, "Are you serious?" "Oh yes, I'm quite serious. I need you, Brother David." I said, "Hold on, wait a minute. You're a four-star general. You only have two bosses. Actually, there's three, counting the Secretary of Defense. There's three bosses. Is all you have? And you're out the top." I said, "Now, you don't need me. You are one of the most powerful people I've ever talked to in my life." She said, "You're right about that side of it." She said, "Brother David, we have studied you." All right. Now, you know, that could be real negative, but it could be real positive. I said, "So how'd you come out? How do I stand in matters?" She said, "What's this now? Ready? You're the only one we know to call." Now, that is not good for the church. She said, "The fire, the explosiveness, the just raw in your face Holy Ghost that's on you. I want that." I said, "Yes, ma'am. I can work that out for you." She says, "Okay, Dave." She gave me her, "You ought to hear this list of importance." I said, Excuse me, if you're really the person you're telling me you are, you don't have to explain any of that to me. I understand authority. Now, what do you want from me? All right. Speak to me. I said, "Okay." It's a good thing to be in prayer and fasting, you know, because occasionally God will speak to you. And he'll send angels and things to help you. I said, "Ma'am, let me just say it like this to you. Honor and respect I have for you. Thank you for saving our nation. Thank you for being in a place of such authority, willing to walk in the Holy Ghost. Let me say this to you. If you will hear me, hear this. It wasn't your daddy's money that put you there. It wasn't your political prowess, wherever you come from, that put you there. It wasn't your intellect and giftings that put you there. It was the mighty hand of the Holy Ghost." I do not agree that you were there happenstance or because of money or power or greed or lust. I believe God's got you there. Here's her words. "I've never heard anybody speak to me like that in my life." I said, "I'm sorry to you. Let me finish." And I talked to that lady like she was my sister. And it went awesome. She said, "All right, David, how do I begin to save America?" I said, "I know how. you and your whole team, as soon as this phone call's over, go right out, because I've been into that Pentagon and the Joint Chiefs, prayed for each one of the Joint Chiefs. Awesome stuff goes on, boy. I said, right outside your door, y'all go lay down and look like wood out there. And every one of you speak in tongues and call on the great and mighty Holy Ghost. Saturate that carpet with the fire. Of the gospel. Do not be ashamed. Do not be afraid. Call on the mercies of the God that puts you in play. And she says to me, this is magnificent. She said, it's so simple. I said, it's not simple. I said, you must go to your Bible and read about Daniel. Because hell don't want you worshiping God, but God does. I need you to seek heaven. I need you to fast and pray like I do. I need you to call on the mercies of God. Fearlessly defend the gospel. God puts you in play for a time such as this. And so now we're in communication. I'll be going there preaching soon. And so y'all need to pray about these matters. These are matters of great state and power. And I agree with you. I'm not the guy. But everybody else went home. And I'm not. Shadabakabatane. I will stand for the King. In the name of Jesus. I need you to know that these things are going on in your world. There's movement. There's rustlings. There's boilings and bubblings. There's powers that are at odds with each other. And we must stand in this generation. Shut up. Holy Ghost. So be praying about that, please. I need that. Need help with that. Okay. Now, let's do something else. I'm bored with that. Let's stop. Government stuff's boring. So, let's go back to Deuteronomy. Go back to Deuteronomy. Let's start there. Did I introduce myself? Yeah, I'm all right. Good. Okay, I have decided to get you. You are officially fixed to be gone. My suggestion is run. Fair warning. Y'all in Deuteronomy yet? Me too, I think. So what does it say there? Does anybody remember? Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9. Are you there? This is amplified. Know and recognize. Say it. I want to know. I want to be able to recognize. I want to be able to understand that the Lord my God, He is God, the faithful God. Yeah. Okay. A couple of weeks ago, I was off over here in North Carolina, Moravian Falls. And I'm preaching over there with that bunch. Place is packed out. There's some really important prophets there. It's going off good, you know? And I don't know why they would let me talk. Because these people are just so awesomeness. They're just pretty. and they're brilliant, and they're gifted. And they said to me, talk to us. I said, okay. So I'm up there talking, just like this, just waiting. Really what I'm doing is waiting on the angelics to fall in here and blast this place. And so I'm waiting, right? And the next thing I know, there's this, now I apologize to you, but there's this, you're not supposed to profile people, but there's this really handsome fellow sitting over there with a real nice Western shirt and nice boots and jeans and pretty hair and everything. Good looking fella. You're not supposed to do that, but you know, I'm sorry. I looked at him and I saw what I saw. I can't help. I can't unsee what I saw. I saw it. Okay. And so I'm thinking, oh, he's pretty. Next thing I know, this dude starts shaking, you know, and he's sitting on the front. He's one of the important. I don't know who he is. I don't know what his rank is amongst that crew, but he's important somehow. And so he's, you know, shaking. I'm thinking, what's the matter with him, you reckon? He's having a fit or something. Next thing you know, the fella jumps up and takes off running. I thought to myself, self, this is not the 70s. We don't in the middle of church start shaking and jumping and running. Now we're proper and organized. And we don't do this no more. We all are now getting us a word, brother, praise the Lord. Come on, brother, give me my personal prophecy over here. Praise the Lord. So he's running. I'm going. What the? Now, if we was back in the late 70s, I might be all right with that. So I told the ushers, get him. So they tracked him down. What? He's. Yeah, just excuse me there. What's the matter with you breaking up this church service over here like that? This ain't the 70s no more. We don't got ourselves cultified over here. We done enough funerals in our churches, we done become one. He said, I'm sorry. It's your fault. I said, I am not taking credit for that. I do my own dancing. I don't impose my strengths on your weakness. He said, Brother David, while you was talking, the angel of the Lord appeared in front of me. I said, see, woo. I mean, when, look, God, I'm telling you, we work and work and work on keeping him out of these services. And then he'll just blow in all of a sudden and take over and ruin everything. We had it all like a funeral, like we wanted it and everything. Now he done made it a party over here. What's up with him doing that? But I'm not here to curse you. I'm here to bless you and bless your land in Jesus' name. Shakatada Baba. So, I said, what's the matter with you, old dancing fella? He said, the angel of the Lord appeared. He said, you were standing there talking, and this mighty warring angel appeared right beside you, and he looked at me. I said, dude, I'd have ran too. A war angel? You better run. And you better hide behind the sheaves over there. And I had no idea. I didn't know who this fellow was. I do now. He's third in command, or fourth, with Brother Rick Joyner. Yeah. And he had, I did not know his right foot had been crushed, all the bones completely destroyed his leg. 4 years they had been doing operations and therapies, and he had steel, he had plates and rods and pins and wire in his leg, in his ankles down here, foot. And in the middle of service, the angel of the Lord appeared in front of him and looked at him. And just walked over, the angel of God. And just walked over to him. None of us saw the angel but him. And just touched him. Instantly. He got a new foot. What? Listen, I have these conversations with God. I try to tell him, look, we try to keep you in a shoebox. But somehow he must have broke out of that ark or something. We've been trying to keep the lid on him for all these years. Somehow he broke out. Now you got to understand how valuable this is. I'm talking about a person who loves God, who esteems heaven, whose generations in this thing of the fire of God. Not a new guy. And he needed help. And help came in a very awkward way. A full-on manifested war angel. Say it with me. I want that.
I want that.
Shabbat. Now, no. The very next, that was on a Saturday when God interrupted everything and just tore the house up. Oh, gosh, the whole house got tore up and miracles started flowing. Oh, I tried my best to slow it down. God just seems to believe he's in charge. I work on him trying to convince him that we are in charge. The next morning I went down to that big church of theirs and got down there, and Brother Rick was there, and he says to me, boy, what did you do to my house? And I looked, I didn't know what he was talking about. I said, whatever it was, I'm sure it was awesome. Now, y'all know Brother Rick, right? Yeah. Y'all need to talk to him about this, because it lit him on fire. Because this man is important to Brother Rick. It's a personal friend, staff member, lover. They love each other. They minister together. You understand how it is. And you also know that sometimes you run into things that just won't let go of you. And you need the angel of the Lord to come and touch you. Say it. I need
the
angel of the Lord to come and touch me.
Even though
I may not understand. I give him complete rights to take over my world. In Jesus' name. And Brother Rick says to me, how'd you do that? I said, I don't know. All I know is I was praying, and I told him about the other angel, and then the next thing you know, I come over here, and this angel interrupts everything. I need you to come home with it. I am aggressive. I'm wild. I'm nutty. I'm all these things. But you look at me in the face. You ain't beating me, Jack. I am freaking bad to the bone. You hear me? You listen to me. I got the great Holy Ghost fire on me. Yeah. I am a son of God. Yeah. My God is the faithful God. Yeah. The Lord, my God, is God.
Yes.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah.
We do. All right. Here again, this is not my fault. None of this stuff's my fault. All I do is walk around, look at people, and try to find devils they're hiding. I like to kill their pets. Some beast rolls up at your house, and you learn how to tolerate them. I hadn't figured that out yet. I don't agree. Let me back up and lighten up. Just I find myself going into soldier war thing over here. All right. Okay. I got invited to Africa. I'm the wrong color. Let's just start with that. It don't matter how much American Indian I am, I'm still the wrong color. Okay, I get over there. Bam. Things go well with the bakers and up in Malawi and Zambia and Zimbabwe. Things went well for me. Bam, I stayed alive. Yay! Woohoo! Then I roll into South Africa. I was all over that place, man. 6 of the 9 departments or states of Africa, South Africa, I preached everywhere. Jesus, what? And then I got invited to a place. And I want to tell you about this place. It's called the Transkei. Nelson Mandela was born there. Lots of awesomeness things have happened there, but there's no power of God gospel there. Oops. I'm needed after all. Wrong color, wrong language. Don't understand any of it. And don't give a flying flip. Oops. I realize I was supposed to tiptoe around a few things. How about let's just run through them? Let's don't sidestep stuff, boys. Let's talk about it face to face. I do not agree with the way they were raped and pillaged either. I do not agree with that at all. I don't like it. It don't matter how much I like it or don't like it. It ain't changing the color of my skin. Mm-hmm. And if I go up in that part of the world, they're going to kill me on purpose. And I don't blame them at all. They had their lives, their babies, their women, their minerals, their livelihoods, their lands. Everything was stolen from them. Under the guise of a thing called colonialism. It's a demon way to say, let's go rape and pillage the world. You think I'm afraid? Look at me again. You want to know why I'm 108 nations? Look at me. You fixing to find out. Because I'm not afraid of these sensitive issues. There's a way to fix them. It's called let's go get Jesus and move on. Yeah. Only Jesus can do this, buddy. I'm not going to make no pretenses. I got some answers. I'm going to tell you this right now. If I don't have the power of God, they'll kill me and bury me. My wife will never know where I'm at. But now, I want to just tell you about your God. If that's okay. Can I do that?
Yes.
2 things. This one and one more, and boom, I'm finished. Do we have time for that? You all right?
Yes.
Because this is very valuable. It's these angels again. What's wrong with them bothering me, them things? I roll up in there, you know, and we did a whole month of fasting before we went, and so, you know, I'm out there. I'm, hallelujah. And I get there, and these people say to me, we need you to go to this place called the Transkei. I said, what'd you say? Trans what? Never heard of it. I ain't interested. But they need you. Yeah, well, there's lots of people need me. But there ain't no gospel. They need their dead raised. That's everywhere. have a McDonald's. No. I'm out. Do they have Coca-Cola? Probably not. Why would you think I'd go then? I know all y'all, how y'all spiritualize everything. What I do is none of your business. So, they said, look, we need you to go. I said, all right, I'll think about it. Well, we got it all set up. I said, I didn't tell you to do that. You did that, that's your problem. So I asked her, this woman here, I said to her, they want me to go to this place where, just because of the color of my skin, I'm not coming out of there. They're going to kill me. It's not about Muslim and Christianity. That's not what it is. It's because it's white and black issues. And they got the rights. They're right in this matter. My wife said, doesn't matter if they're right or not. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel and make disciples, David. I said, okay, I'll do it. It is that simple to me. Because none of your values have any bearing on my life whatsoever. I am a son of God. I am exempt from your... problems. So the day come, right? And they all got all ready. It took them 3 days to get all the stuff together because this is a real expedition. I mean, this is bush, buddy. And so we crossed the river. And they didn't tell me where this... we crossed this river. And all of a sudden I felt witchcraft, like I'm home in Mexico. I said, excuse me, stop this truck. I want to go back across the river. And they go, well, Brother David, we got to go down here. It's another 4 hours. And then we go off-road for 2 hours. I said, great. I want to go back. I said, I'm fixing to cause you some harm out here because I'm not bowing. I said, that river right there, is that the line of the Transkei? They said, yeah, how do you know that? I said, I just know. I said, I want you to be of an understanding heart that I'm not going to bow and that I'm not bluffing. I need you to understand that. Now, if in your little yuppie idea of Christianity, that don't include the words coming out of my mouth. They said, Brother David, we're with you. I said, look me in the face and tell me that again. So he did, this guy. He said, we're with you. The whole team's with you. We're not moving. I said, then you're dead. He said, whatever happens to you happens to us. I said, so be it. Let's go. We went over a few more mountains, and all of a sudden I started seeing these villages. As far as I could see, it was dozens upon dozens of villages, no gospel. I said, so tell me why these people don't have the gospel. And they started coming up with these excuses. I said, listen to me. I have something in my hand that I'm not willing to do unless you promise me that you'll give me your life so I can give it to these people. I'm not one of these short-term people. I'm what y'all call a lifer. And I don't do anything. I do everything on eternal basis status. And they said, well, we want to be able to do that. I said, that's not what I asked you. You want me to come out here because of the gifts and the callings of God and the fearlessness and the love I have. That's, you cannot conquer what's in my heart. It's not available to do. God defends me. I know why I'm here. I know what you want, but I'm not willing to throw the pebble that's going to cause the avalanche if you're not willing to sacrifice your life for these people. And they said to me, how much time do we have? I said, you got today. I'll leave. There's one thing you don't do in life. You don't make babies you can't take care of. You wonder why there's so many bastards and not sons? There's no father. I'm on this, Jack. You hear me? I'm hunting this thing. I want me a piece of this trans sky. I can feel it. It's trying to eat me up already without even meeting or talking to anybody. Spiritually, it's on me. It's just chewing on me. I got to get me a piece of this stuff. We roll into this village. And what I'm fixing to say to you, I apologize to you up front. I go on record to you that I had nothing to do with this. It's those angels that are harassing me these days. We roll up in this village, right? In this white Nissan four-wheel drive. All of a sudden, this little boy, do I have to say black? Or do you get it that everybody's black except me that's there? A little boy comes running up to the truck, right? He's banging on the window. Boom, 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 boom. So the window goes down because the driver's on that side over there, right? And I'm sitting there looking at this little boy. He points his hand in the window, and he points over at me. And I'm looking past. And he points his fingers at me. And he says, it's you. Well, 3 days ago, I understood that there's an area called the Transkei. I know nothing or no one from that part of the world. I've never heard that word in my life. It's a vast area of human beings. It's been mistreated for centuries now. All right. Now. I said to him, how do you know me, boy? Matthew, put your finger down. That's rude. He said, it's you. Come. I said, no. What do you want me to run behind a little boy, little pot-bellied black fellow with the fly in his nose? Matthew, do I look like that to you? God. Knuckleheads. But I don't like that. You hear me? I don't like that. We discussed it. I reached in my pocket. All I had was a case knife, a single bladed case knife. I thought to myself, this ain't enough. There's 20,000 of them sitting here, and they got machetes and AK-47s. I didn't bring enough stuff. I needed me one of them Gatling guns. So I got out of the thing, and I'm thinking, I gotta have some faith and some courage over here. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! So I'm walking behind this little boy, right? And he's just looking at me. I'm going, whatever. What's the matter? Am I the first white guy you ever seen, boy? Dude, which is possible. So, people started pouring. He ran in the house. People started pouring out of the house. I couldn't believe how many there was in that house. Hey, there's lots of people in there. I thought to myself, I should have brought two knives. So finally, this fellow walks up to me. He says, "You're him." I said, "I've heard that already." "It'd be great if I knew who he was." "Now what?" He said, "Well, 3 months ago, the glowing man came." I said, "Excuse me? Wait. What are you saying to me?" "Yeah, we was having a family meeting in this house right here, and right through the roof, glowing man came." Now, you and I think that we're awesome and we seek God and we get these plans and schemes and we put them together. I said, "What'd the glowing man say?" "Said, you was coming." "Said, your name's David, right?" I said, "Yeah, you're doing good so far." He said, "You raised the dead in Mexico, right?" I said, "Yeah, that's me." Said, "Well, today's the day. This is what time they said you'd be here, and that's the truck." Is that close enough for you? I said, "Okay, what did this glowing man say I was to do?" Evidently, y'all know way more than I do. I've been knowing this Holy Ghost a long time, and he fails to inform me what I'm going to be doing. Say it with me. The Lord is God.
The Lord is God.
The faithful God.
The faithful God.
See, this is why you have to be faithful. See, all this stuff didn't start happening that I've been telling y'all about, these notification ideas. They just started happening in the last year. There's more, but I don't have time. Now look. Then this lady comes out. I'm going to be really conservative in my estimate. I would say she's probably 5 million years old. If I would evangelistically do it, I'd say 10 million. But she's pregnant.
Oh.
And I said to myself, "Self?" I thought Sarah died. But I'm looking right at her. She's millions of years old. And now she's having another kid. So, you know, I have been left out of what y'all call the loop. I'm going. I don't deliver babies. No. There's a lamp. There's a line. And I'm not crossing. International incident. Mexico missionary kills black lady in the trans sky. Okay. I said, excuse me. You old. Why are you having babies this old? He said, I'm not having a baby. It's a tumor. And that's when I reached and grabbed it. And it was hard. I said, oh, you're going to die. I said, but old as you are, you've had an awesome life. It's just time for you to go, man. Just bail. Give in. See, I know y'all don't think like that, y'all. Oh, baby, praise the Lord. We're going to get our WWJD bracelets on. And we're going to get us a prayer chain going. Praise the Lord. Now get me some pizza and let her die. So, she said, the lady said to me, the glowing man said. Now, this is the matriarch of the bunch. I said, what did the glowing man say to you? The glowing man tells me that you're going to pray for me and I'm going to be healed. I said, then that's what we'll do. I said, did he by any chance give you a name? She said, just yours. And we know you live in Mexico. I said, okay, I'll heal you then. Just don't come to Mexico. Y'all, I had the chance. They've never heard the gospel. I preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus to them. I stuck my hands on that hard tumor. Rebuke the devourer in the name of Jesus. Rebuke ancestral spirits. Rebuke witchcraft spirits in the name of Jesus. And we went on. We had this little parcel of land. We put up our tent. And that night, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people came. God, you've seen it. I preached the gospel the first night. 250 some odd folks got born again. First night. Yeah. Then we prayed for all of them, and then I went to bed, and I get up. I'm an early guy. I go outside to relieve myself. And I'm out there, and it's just the sun's about to come up. Oh, it's so cold down there on the tip. And all of a sudden, I notice the sun's trying to come up, and I hear a noise. All I got's a pocket knife. And I look over there in the dark, and standing at the gate was just a broke down fence, really. People are lined up at 5:15 in the morning. So I roll over there. It's cold. You hear me? There's ice around. I roll over there and looking at them. It's Matthew. What are you doing up early? I'm the people that gets up early. You go to bed. And they're talking to me, and I don't understand them. I don't understand their language. And so we're back and forth. I went into Spanish thinking, you know, I could help them that way. No funciona. And so finally one of the ladies just tapped her head. I said, oh, you want prayer? So I moved a little thing and they came in. Listen to me. We started praying. Now, I'm fixing to tell you how awesome your God is. We started praying that morning at 5:30. I told him I'm going to bed at midnight that night. That happened straight for a week. They came from, I don't know how many villages. Ready? Every kind of AIDS, tuberculosis, fevers. I don't even know what the names of them fevers are. Every kind of growth and pain and suffering that there is. Nobody to help them but me. This glowing man came and told him we was coming. Told him the day, the time, the vehicle, and my name and where I'm from. That's pretty close. And you have to be on time. See, what I'm saying to you is, the difficulties that confront us, the offsets, the time slots, the setbacks that happen to us in life. Jesus is faithful in you, and he loves you, and he wants you to love him back and be faithful to him. I know that you feel like you're not very useful, and on and on and on it goes, the lie you've been fed that you believe. I don't believe that. You are bad like me to the bone. You are a son and daughter of Zion. Ready? Ready? I was there a week. Ready? 100% healing. Okay, real quick, gather yourselves and sit down again. One more verse, and let me quick do a testimony because it's 10 o'clock. I'm old. I need to sleep. Which one was it? Oh, yeah, I remember now. The famous verse. John 14:10. See, people hear me and they don't believe me. But you unbelievers, they say to me, I've been saved a long time. I ain't never heard nothing like that. I don't believe that. You're the one I'm especially here for. Hell gonna be brighter for you. See, people expect me to talk them out of going to hell. Let me get that door for you. You listen to me. I don't want anybody to go there, but you listen to me. It's real. I give you 10 seconds in there, take two breaths, you're going to find out how the truth I was telling you. Well, let me get that dough for you. You so hell-bent on dying and proving everybody wrong, I'm going to have to go ahead and let you do that. But for you who want to believe, who are longing to see this kind of goodness and energy and the greatness of God, the faithfulness, the Lord your God, the faithful God. Now, you a different bunch. You unbelievers, I especially came for you. I'm going to get that door for you. And I'm the one kicking you into buttocks. Get on in there. You so bad? Show us. That demon you submitted to is so awesome? Go ahead and give me some of that. I don't believe that, do I? I believe that Jesus is king. Shakala ba 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 ta ne. We got to do this, y'all. We got to be the example of love. We got to be that one. That's who we are. We are sons of God. And let me tell you why. You got to be faithful. You've got to be faithful. See, I'm a target. The way I talk, I make a lot of people mad. I mean lots, but I make a lot of people happy as well. Hope falls on people that are expecting it. Faith envelops people that are looking for it. Mercy just absorbs people that are needing it. I'm right about this. Jesus is key. And there's a reason why you need to be faithful. You need to be a target. You need to be the one that won't bend the rules. All this lovey love demons, that's a lie. You love Jesus is what you do. You walk in principles and faithfulness and trusting and covenant with God. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Let me do this here, like this. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority. I have not said a thing up here that's a human deal. God's doing these things. And they're impressive. And they're right now happening. And okay. Or of my own accord, but the Father who lives continually in me does his work. Say it with me, Father.
Father,
do your work through me.
In Jesus' name.
His own miracles and deeds of power. Say it. I want that.
I want
them miracles.
I
want those deeds of power. Ever since he let me this afternoon and now, I have not ceased to tell you deeds of power and miracles. I just don't have enough time. There's so much amazement around. But you're so distracted by the futile things that cut him off. That he saw on the thing a while ago. Them lying spirits harassing demons. They know how to manipulate us, distract us. I bind the devil. Let me tell you why. I want to tell you why, and I want to do it. And I'm going to open myself up vulnerable to you again. Something happened to me a few months ago that I want you to know that I'm exactly as you are, but I'm different as night and day is from you. I am a son of the Most High God. My wife is a daughter of Zion. And we'll whet ourselves as men and attack the enemy. Is there not a cause? Is the giants of the land not defying the armies of God? Okay. I'm off doing my job, which is preach the gospel every day. I'm over in Czech Republic. It was an amazement. The services were so big they couldn't put the people in the rooms, and big rooms, and God, was thousands of them, and they're getting saved. And in one service, 14 imams came in one service. I didn't get it still there, Mom. 14 imams come in, and God, right in front of them, healed a cripple. And I just looked at the imams right after the little boy was healed, a cerebral palsy person. And I just looked at the imams. I said, now, don't you want your Jesus? That's what my Jesus does. Since your God can't do that, mine can. All 14 of them walked up there and said, we want your Jesus.
Yeah.
Imams.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so I'm having a good time, right? In this realm and environment. All of a sudden, I get in Germany, and Miss Hogan calls me on this thing right here. FaceTime. Now, which is awesome. Yay. Okay. Thank God for Apple. Okay. So. And T-Mobile. Because now I have free data worldwide. There you go. T-Mobile commercial. Okay. So. for $42 a month. I said, what? Look it. I know. Five phones, $222. Look it up. True statement. 165 nations. I've been in all of them. Well, not quite. I'm lacking a couple. Okay, so the commercial's over. Now, Shokaba. Ms. Hogan's says to me, I need you. And I look, I've been married to her. We just figured it out. It's 46 years here in a couple of days. That's a long time. September the 3rd. And that's a good thing. But with the look on her face, now you younger, not married as long people, you're wrong, change. So, just on the phone now, the look on her face, I only ask her one question. All I need is a name, Ms. Hogan. Because, like I told you earlier, I don't bluff. And right there, you don't touch that. I'm good. That's in there. Bam. Okay, so I said, I need a name. She said, it's Corbin. Now you say, Corbin, do you don't a gift from God? You don't know what that means. That's my oldest grandson. Do you know how hard it is to raise your children? And then to get them to love God and have a good marriage and stay together. And then the kids raise up their kids, my grandkids, and get them up. Now, this boy is Corbin. He's bigger than me. He's a monster. He's a specimen, all right. Good-natured, God-loving, loves me, loves his mama, loves his mama, loves his daddy, loves the Indians, loves Jesus. There's nothing better for me. That is awesome. Ah! But the woman says to me, the look on her face tells me, it's not a thing about alarm. Somebody is going to get hurt. And she says to me, it's Corbin. I said, who? That's all I want to know, Mom. Just a name. I'll be there in 8 hours. I said, no, Dave. It's not like that. He's right here beside me. He's dead. Is that close enough for you? Is that vulnerable enough?
Oh, my Lord.
There's a word we have in Mexico. It's called a querim chai. It's an Indian term, thousands of years old languages that I've learned. See, you are God's Kedim Chai. That's who you are. You are the inheritor of the promise. You are the kingdom owner. You have the keys of the Father. You're the Kedim Chai. Well, see, to me, that boy is my Kedim Chai. Because hard as it is to get my son up, and we were successful in that. He got him a good wife. Now they're working in Mexico, and now they got their kids, and now we got this big bull up now. He graduated school, and he came to me and had an official meeting. I want to work with you, Papa, to save Mexico. Yay, that's an amazing, that's awesome. I said, you're in. Okay, and now my wife says to me, help me, David. Listen to me, you men that are haphazard trying to fumble your way to the hell's door, it's right over there. Get on at it. You men that are trying to hear me, listen to me. You man up.
That's right.
We become faithful. We become covenant people. We become partakers of the promise. And there's a reason for it. Because it's good for 40 generations.
Yes.
Now, my wife calls me, right? And I'm in Germany doing what I do, preaching every few minutes. I'm actually getting ready to go right now and preach. And she calls me up and says, my grandson's dead. Do you understand the... I said, what is it? She says, Los Africanos. See, what you heard was probably Africans. And we don't have Africans in Mexico, but we do. They're called Africanized honeybees. Killer bees by another name. They're not here, but they're coming. They're already in Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California. They're already in the United States, and they're coming. They will adapt to your temperature. They're coming. You need this, what I'm fixing to tell you. I said to my wife, how did he was on his, he was doing his job. I trained my people to do manual work. We have a farm. We raise crops. We feed the poor for free. I do all the work. Tons and tons of beans and corn and cows and hogs and chickens and we have 4,000 fruit trees, citrus, and I do all these crops to raise money to pour into the poor around our area for free. I do all the work and I give it to them for free. All right, yay, good idea. All right, so. My grandson, big strapping boy out there, he didn't get just anybody's tractor. He know where my keys are. I told you he's the Kering Chai. He has the keys to the kingdom. He knows where all my stuff is. I hide nothing from him. He's welcome to it. He had gone and got my tractor, and he's out there in this 120-degree weather, plowing and working and out there with our workers and getting the crops ready so I can give the poor some food when I get back. He hit a tree with the tractor, great big four-wheel drive tractor. Normally they go for the noise and the heat, but a couple of them hit him, pow, pow. And when you scream, those things are, they're programmed to freak out at noise, and they went right up his nose and down his throat. He got to his mama and his auntie, my daughter Crystal. Any two people in the world that'll help you, that's them. And when he got to them, he fell dead. Boom. Okay. Do you understand the scenario now?
Yes.
Is that strong enough for you?
Yes.
It is. This is horrible. And my wife's looking at me. I said, have you bathed him in alcohol? I'm not a doctor, but I am one. I'm the best grandpa in the world. Pour out, you get this rubbing alcohol, you pour it on them, you get the core temperature down, it calms down the poisons, blah, 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 and on, might save it. Didn't work. Put him in a truck, took all our workers, picked such a big fella up, put him in the truck, turned the air conditioners on, trying to get his body down, temperature down. It didn't work. That's when they called me. What do we do, David? Because anywhere you go from my house, you're going to get shot by the bad guys. Did you just hear what I said to you? In case you was wondering. What's wrong with me? I live in a war zone. And I thrive. And so my wife says to me, help us, David. I said, fine. How long has he been dead? She told me. It was getting on past an hour now. I said, all right, look. Calm down. Let me hear you speak in tongues. And she's freaking out, you know. I said, stop it. Stop it. Now worship Jesus with me. I said, now you turn that phone over there to that boy. And whenever that phone went around, he's dead. And his tongue's out. He's swole this big because of the stings. hundreds of stings in his mouth and down his throat. Thousands of stings on his body. There's no recovery from this. So, okay, theologians, help me out. I don't need your help, thanks. This is my getting chai. You back the hell off me. Do you understand? And that's not a request. Because I don't bluff. Shabbat. Ask hell. Them little pets you got at home, ask them. They know me. Shakadana. So what do you do? I know that answer. I'm in Germany, 7,642 miles away. When I saw that big old brute laying there dead, oh, my heart sank. There ain't no faith in my heart. There's fear. But you see, you got to understand. You believe because you have fear, you're in sin. I believe because you have fear, you're a human.
Yes, that's good. Yes, that's good.
What do you think you need faith for? To fight these Goliaths of fear.
Yes.
What my eyes were seeing, what my ears were hearing, was not what my heart was saying. And I said to my wife, pray with me over him. My daughter, we begin to pray, and they got a grip, and they started talking. And I said these words. This is what I said to my grandson. Corbin, this is Papa. I need you to hear me, son. I need you to come back to me. This ain't okay. Under any circumstances, hell does not have the right. And I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes go by. All of a sudden, I saw this with my own eyes. Did you not see it? My wife sitting there touching that boy and Jesus and all the things that she, normal grandmas do at such a time. And then all of a sudden, I saw it with my eyes. He went, his tongue's hanging out, swole up. He goes, yes, sir, Papa. Bam. Dude. Yeah. We got this. We got this. We got this. I saw him dead and I saw him alive. We got this. It doesn't matter how much failure in my system. I saw life going that boy. Woo! That's pretty close to me right there, Jack. That was my getting chai. You understand, right? All of a sudden, he was panting. I said, calm me, te we. Calm down, boy. You listen to me. Take methodical, slow breaths. Let your body's systems kick back on. You listen to me. This is what I do for a living. And probably 15 minutes go by, he gets out of the truck on his own. All the poison left his body, the stings, the whole thing. He's healed, he's cured. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. And anybody in here that it didn't work for you, I'm sorry for your loss, but we pick it up and we try again. That's what we do. That's what sons do, is we trust and we obey. We walk in covenant, and we're faithful as he is faithful. And I got back. He's just this lively old big self. And then on the 10th of December, I married him and his new little bride. And now he's down there every day preaching the gospel every day, going out with his new little bride, preaching the gospel every day. There you go. That's what we do. That's what me and my house do. What is it, Ma? As for me and my house, what will we do? That's right. Isn't that right, Ma? That's what faithfulness gets us, Ma. I can't tell you how hurt that was for me. I didn't like that feeling. I was destroyed in an instant. And then I'm hurt emotionally, right? And then he comes back to life. So how you fix all that? Well, it's all mixed up now. Shukababa. We got this, everybody. It worked for my family. It'll work for yours. My God is not a respecter of persons. Shatababa Kandabo Shotanda Baba Baba. Holy Ghost and fire. I just asked everybody to stand, please. We're going to pray, and then we're going to do whatever it is y'all we're going to do. I'd like to pray for some people. I don't know what you do. I don't know what y'all want. But I'd really like to do some impartation, maybe some hands walk by that wants some impartation or something, or fire or something, whatever y'all like. That was my getting giant. We all got them. Firstborn grandson. Débora, hágame un favor y vaya orando por las cosas, por favor. Aleluya. Cristo, Cristo, todo para mí. Suya, suya. Su sangre carmesí. Nada, nada. Nada debo yo. Porque mi Jesús ha pagado ya. Aleluya. I am a grateful human being. Yes. People tell me, dude, you're old. Calm down. Chill out. You're going to burn out quicker. Dude, I don't care. You got to understand what God has done for me. He's done for few men ever born of a woman. You understand that, right? I'm not slowing it down. I'm not backing it down. We're going to figure out how to be more wild and more aggressive. We're going to figure out how. That's what we're going to do. We're going to figure that out. How do we become more valuable in the kingdom? Yes. I bless you in the name of Jesus. What do you want to do, sir? Is it okay to pray for some hands? Okay, look. Well, let's, if you want to be prayed for, what we'll do is we'll just make a line over there, and we'll just walk this way. We need some ushers and some people. If y'all want to pray, you're welcome to pray. Help, if you want to. Y'all are welcome to be the people that prays over the people. We will. We will do that. Look at me. And what we'll do, ushers, where's the ushers at? Put the usher. You the ushers? Yes, great.
Yes.
Put the line over there and we'll walk them this way. Can we do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. You good with that?
Yes, sir.
Unless you want me just to walk. I'll do what? Okay. We'll let them walk. Yes, sir. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Shabbat. What I don't understand. Debbie, Ben. Shokataba Baba. Holy Ghost. Tiene problemas con circulación en sus pies. Ore con ella, por favor. Cristo. Cristo, pardon me. Oh, I'm all right, sir. All we're going to do is line over here. Y'all going to walk this way. So, how that works. Otherwise, I'm going to pray for like 50 and go home. Or I could pray for 200 or 300.
Everybody should be going down that way.
So there you go. Excellent. Somebody in charge. I like that. I like people in charge. Listen, I have no idea. I don't know what to say to you. Whenever I saw that boy dead, and I'm over there, and we're doing all this awesomeness, you know. Because none of the venues are ever big enough in Europe, you know. There's amazing power going on, you know that. And my little boy is dead. So how am I going to tell Jody? Jody's in another place, in another city preaching. And I got to go tell him his boy is dead. How's that going to work? Shataba. That's why we got to be in play. We got to be faithful. We got to be the man that's faithful like our God is faithful. Hello? Because it does matter. All the chopping and lopping we get. Well, I know about it. You know I know. Misrepresented, miscritiqued, all of those things. Es lo que hace la gente. Pero Cristo, mira lo que él hace. Levanta mi querer, chay. Shut the baba. Okay, sorry. I was going there. I'm getting off in the distance.
It's going great.
Okay, I need some ushers, and we need some either play some music or put some on or something. Is that good? I don't even do this in Mexico. We just let the burro sing. Or the chickens or something. Okay, now what's going to happen is, are y'all going to pray, any of y'all? Do y'all want to?
Yeah, we're just pray for us first.
Okay.
Pray for us first.
All right, that's right.
sing.